الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: القرآن أحب إلى الله من السماوات والأرض، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said, القرآن أحب إلى الله من السماوات والأرض. Quran is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the heavens and the earth. How fortunate is that child, and how fortunate is that student of our madrasa who will be putting the whole Quran to memory today. For the past so many days, for the past so many weeks, for the past many months, he has been exerting effort day and night. He has been striving. And I am sure he left no stone unturned in order to put more than 6,000 verses of the Quran in his heart. He will recite the final verses today. We are all very fortunate to witness this. We are all very fortunate to be present in this gathering, brothers, sisters both. And we are very fortunate that we will also be part of the dua that will be made after the completion of the memorization of the glorious Quran by one of our students who has been memorizing the Quran in the madrasa run under our Jami Masjid of Gloucester. Because prayers are accepted when the Quran is completed. When the recitation of the Quran is completed, prayers are accepted. It was the habit of the Sahaba-e Kiram Rizwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majma'in, that when a member of the family would complete the Quran, he would gather his household together, so that he is able to give others also the opportunity to participate in that auspicious moment when the du'as are accepted. So the Sahaba would make an announcement in the home that I am nearing the completion of the recital of the Quran, please participate, come for dua. The very first time when the great alim Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani Sahib Hafizahullahu Ta'ala visited the Islamic Dawah Academy after the Friday Salat, after lunch, we left from Leicester to go to London with Hazrat Mufti Sahib. There was five of us together in the car. And as soon as we got on to the motorway M1, Hazrat Mufti Sahib said, "Can I complete my ma'mool of recitation of the Quran of today? I still have the ma'mool of reciting the Quran. Can I complete it and thereafter we can engage in talking?" So we said, "Fine, Alhamdulillah. Please complete your recitation of the Quran. I will try to be very informal today." Alhamdulillah, we listened to so many lectures, so many bayans, so many programs. I came into this country in 1973. And in the 1970s, you would seldom find a special program in the masjid. So the annual jalsa of the maktab was like the day of Eid. In 1970, 73, 74, 75, 76, the annual jalsa of the maktab was like the day of Eid. Nowadays, the least number of people you would see in any program in the masjid is in the annual jalsa of the maktab. Whereas that is the program where the whole town should get together, so that we are able to encourage our future generations. We are able to encourage our children who are studying in the madrasa, so that they can become something in the future. We can give them support. We can make them feel that what I am doing is being appreciated by the whole community. I attend many annual jalsas throughout the country, including Leicester. In some places it's equal. The number of children you have, the same number of fathers. And in some places the number of children are more than the number of fathers. So Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, he said, "Can I complete my ma'mool of the recitation of the Quran?" So we said, "Okay, fine. Go ahead." It is very important that we attach ourselves to the glorious Quran. Yes, I was saying that in the 1970s, you would hardly come across a program throughout there. Maybe once in a while, Hazrat Maulana Asad Madani Sahib, Rahmatullahi Alayhi, used to come. And people used to look forward to these programs. And in those days, people would sit in the programs to learn so that they are able to learn and practice. Nowadays, programs are being held every week, every month. And the objective is enjoyment. Enjoy the speaker. Enjoy the new speaker. We don't come with the intention of learning something new and practicing. No. We come empty-handed, we go empty-handed. Friends, my sisters, today, at least today, let us make this firm resolution that inshallah, we will make it a habit that whenever we go to a deeni program, we will at least return with one change in our lives. 5 changes, 10 changes, 20 changes, 100% change, Alhamdulillah. But at least one change. So if in our Jame Masjid, if in our Masjid-e-Noor, if in the other Masajid, 20 programs are held throughout the year and we attend 20 programs, inshallah we will see at least 20 changes in our lives. And listen very careful to the speaker and try to pick one item. Come with this firm resolution that I have to look for something which I will be able to practice in today's bayan. Look for something. Look for something very easy. We don't practice. We don't practice. The Quran Majeed is being completed by the students who complete their memorization in Masajid again and again, in Jami Masjid, in Masjid Nur. We have these majalis over and over again, and we'll listen to the virtues of the glorious Quran, the virtues of reciting the glorious Quran, so many other virtues in relation to Quran. But how much have we attached ourselves to the Quran? The child who will be completing the Quran today, he will become very virtuous. He is already virtuous. He has been virtuous for so many months. What will we acquire from this gathering? Today's program will become a means of blessings for us if we go from here with something. Look at these akabir, Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala. From morning till evening, from morning till night, from night till morning, engaged in dini activities, dini activities, dini activities, dini activities. On the phone deen, on the internet deen, when in public deen, when with family deen, when on his own deen. One day I met him in Bolton. He was on the laptop. So I said to him, Hazrat, congratulations. I said to him, Hazrat, congratulations. Alhamdulillah, we are very proud and we are very happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has utilized you for the service of the Quran, and you have completed the translation of the Quran with footnotes in the English language. This was something we were waiting for since a very long time. And I remember when I was studying at Darul Umbari in 1980s, writing a letter to Hazrat Mufti Sahib. That Hazrat, the translations in the English language are not very authentic, and we need somebody from our ulama to translate the Quran, and I think you are the best person to do that. So I said, Alhamdulillah, through your efforts, the tafsir of Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Ma'riful Quran, has been translated into English language, 8 volumes. And Alhamdulillah, you have translated the whole Quran now into English with English footnotes. Congratulations. We feel very happy and we feel very proud. So he said to me, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been very kind to me because of lack of time. He said, because of lack of time, all the work that I have done as far as translation of the Ma'riful Quran is concerned, and as far as the translation of the Quran and the footnote is concerned, between the earth and the heaven whilst traveling in the plane. Because he said, I have no time, no slot. So the only slot I could find is when I am traveling, when I am in the aeroplane. Imagine the level of his ilm. In order to do all these things, you need library. You need to refer to libraries over and over again. Translating of the Quran is not an easy task. You have to refer to so many tafasir and then come to a conclusion that how can I translate this particular verse. He said, this work and the translation of the Ma'riful Quran, he revised the translation. This all took place in the Arabian. And he said, Alhamdulillah, after this English translation of the Quran, many friends and many well-wishers insisted that I should also translate the Quran in the Urdu language. And he said, Alhamdulillah, I am the 18th Juz. He was typing without any books around him, typing out of memory. And he said, I am on the 18th, just make dua for me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lengthen my life so I am able to accomplish this task as well. Translation of the Quran into English, translation of the Quran into Urdu, and revising the text of the translation of his father, the Grand Mufti of Pakistan, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, is Ma'ariful Quran. How important task. But those tasks were accomplished while traveling in the aeroplane, because he had more important things to do when he was on the ground. He had no time. So he had to find time in the aeroplane. So one would have thought that such a person does not need the sawab of recitation of the Quran. This dini khidmat is enough for him. He doesn't need to do tilawat of the Quran. One would have thought. This is the excuse that we come up with. Oh, I am teaching in a Darulum. I am teaching Muslim Sharif, Bukhari Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, Hidayah. So many kitabs, and I have to study for those kitabs, mutala, preparing the lesson. And I am running a madrasa, I am a muhtamim, I am a head teacher. So I am already engaged in dini activities. So if I don't recite the Quran, it doesn't really matter. If I don't complete my azkar, tasbihat, the third kalima, the first kalima, the durud-e-paak, it doesn't really, I am already engaged in the khidmat of deen. Our brothers who engage in dawah and tabligh, they also, some of them think this way, that I am already engaged in dini activities. I am in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from morning till evening, I am moving around, meeting different brothers, inviting them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, I am already engaged in dini activity, which will take me towards Jannah. So this really doesn't matter. But here Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, Hafizahullah ta'ala, after completing all his works in Leicester, we are leaving for London, where he has to attend an important program and prepare for a very special meeting the following day. He is saying that, can I complete the ma'mool of the recitation of the Quran? Because after reaching London, I will not get time. So we said, fine, go ahead. Why was Ma'mulat so important? I saw Hazrat Mufti Rafi Usmani, his older brother, again a great personality, carrying Munajat-e-Maqbool all the time in his pocket. Munajat-e-Maqbool is a book of dua like Al-Hizbul Azam, which is part of the daily practices of the pious. Munajat-e-Maqbool, Hizbul Azam. Munajat-e-Maqbool all the time in his pocket. And I used to see him that whenever he used to find a small slot before Salat, he would immediately take it out and he would complete his Ma'mool. Because he's traveling. So sometimes before Zohar, sometimes before food, sometimes here, sometimes there. Despite being continually engaged in dini activities, why was dua, why was zikr, why was tasbih, why was tilawat, why was dua very important for them? It was important for them because they understood deen more better than you and me. We only have one objective when we carry out any deeni activity. Sawab and Jannah. If I do this, I will get sawab, and as a result of that sawab, I will go in Jannah. And they understood the objectives of various amal. For them, tilawat, zikr, tasbih and dua is petrol. And they knew that without this petrol, my other deeni activities will not progress. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salatu wa salam to Fir'aun to call him towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them certain instructions. One particular instruction was, وَلَا تَنِيَا فِي ذِكْرِ. وَلَا تَنِيَا, do not become weak in my remembrance, in my zikr. Because your tabligh and your da'wat ilallah will not pick up the momentum that it requires without the petrol of zikr. So all of us who are engaged in dini activities, those of us who are running schools, because that is also a dini activity, running Islamic schools, that is also a dini activity, because Those people who are running Islamic schools, they are trying to give our children education, secular education, whilst keeping them within the Islamic environment, so that they are able to safeguard their iman and their deen. This is also dini activity. Many people do relief work, that is also dini activity. They collect money and they make sure it reaches the right hand. That is also dini activity. Those people who run masajid, dini activity. Those people who engage in dawah and tabligh, dini activity. Those people who teach in madaris, makatib, dini activity. Those people who run madaris, dini activity. Those people who write books, dini activity. So that these activities of ours do not gain momentum and they do not reach the level of acceptance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan whispers these types of thoughts that you are already engaged in the dini activity. So tilawa, these things are very small issues in comparison to what you are doing. No, my friends, everything has its place. The chapati has its place on the dastarkhan, and the gravy has its place, and the sauce and the pickle and the papadum, they have their own places. Everything put together will become a good meal. So similarly, in order for our deen to progress, we have to fulfill the requirements of the faraiz, the wajibat. Also we need to engage in sunan, muakkada and ghair muakkada, and we need to pay attention to mustahabbat, nawafil, azkar, tilawat. It is for this reason the mashayikh, the great luminaries, paid attention to this aspect of their dini lives, just as they would pay attention to the faraiz and the wajibat. Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi rahimahullah ta'ala, a very great saint of our time, Khalifa of Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummah, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahullah ta'ala, lawyer and a doctor by profession. But his association with his Shaykh, Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummah, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, in its true sense, not just by name that he is my Shaykh and I am his murid. No, in its true sense. Dr. Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala himself states that from the time I became murid of Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahullah ta'ala until he passed away, not a week passed, not a single week passed when I did not write to him informing him of my dini and spiritual condition. He became murid of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahullah ta'ala when he was studying at the Aligarh University. So from student days, then he became a lawyer. And then he did not feel comfortable in this profession, so thereafter he became a homeopath. And he remained a very successful homeopath doctor in Karachi until his last moments. And the, despite not being an alim who had graduated from a madrasa, the likes of Mufti Taqi Usmani, the likes of Mufti Rafi Usmani became his murids while their father, the great Grand Mufti, was alive, and who also was the Khalifa of Hakim ul-Ummat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, and they became his murid upon the insistence of the Grand Mufti that you will not find anybody more better than Dr. Sahib. Before he passes away, become his murid. And my Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Ludhianvi rahimahullah ta'ala, he was a very great scholar of his time also. And he was murid of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Zakariya rahimahullah ta'ala. And he was the Khalifa of Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Zakariya rahimahullah ta'ala. He, with the permission of his Shaykh, or maybe the instruction of his Shaykh, would very regularly, every Monday, attend and sit in the company of Dr. Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala. Dr. Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, on his last day, the day he passed away, He was in a lot of pain. He was in the hospital, a lot of pain. So he asked one of the attendants who were with him, Khuddam, that can you please make me perform wudu? So he performed wudu. Now we all understand when a person is very, very sick and a few hours before departing from this world, you can imagine how sick he must have been. But how important tilawat was to these people. Because they knew that this is petrol. Without this, we cannot progress. Because tilawat, zikr, tasbihat, dua, these things purify our hearts. And when the hearts become purified, whatever ibadat or whatever duty we carry out will be full of sincerity. And without these things, sincerity will not enter our hearts. So whatever we are doing will not progress. In our eyes, we will seem to be very, very religious. But in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none of our activity is being written down. Because there is no ikhlas. Our hearts are not pure. So he said, please make me perform wudu. He performed wudu. He said, please bring the Quran. So the Quran was opened. And he barely recited a few ayat only. 2, 3, 4, 5 ayat. He was not in a position to recite the Quran. He recited a few verses of the Quran and he said, now close the Quran and put it back. Because I am unable to recite further. And thereafter he smiled. A faint smile with a lot of pain. And he said, Alhamdulillah, I have completed my ma'mool of reciting the Quran today. It was like food for them. If I'm unable to have food, what will I say? At least give me a cup of tea. Or the family will say, at least have a cup of tea. At least have quarter chapati. Have one toast. Have little bit. It was like food for them. So Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, he said, can I complete my ma'mool of the recitation of the Quran? We said, okay. So we learned from this how important Ma'mulat was to them. I am urging all my brothers and all my sisters. As I said, today's talk is more or less informal. Make firm resolution that inshallah from today we will also do three things. Number one, we will recite the Quran daily. How much? The Huffaz need to recite 3 juz daily. The Huffaz need to recite 3 juz daily, majority of which should be in Salat. Now the Huffaz will say, very difficult. Because 4 rakat in Ramzan is difficult. Why is it difficult? When we became Hafiz, and after Hafiz we revised, and at that time we were able to recite 3 juz, 4 juz, 5 juz in one go. If from that time we had continued to recite 3 juz every day in our sunan, in our nawafil, before and after every salat, we would have been able to do it today as well. But now we have forgotten. So what do we do now? Read 1 juz thrice, or half juz 6 times, or quarter juz 12 times. Learn quarter juz in the morning or before going to sleep and keep reciting that 11 times whilst walking, whilst in salah. Soon you will find that now you are reciting half juz 6 times, and thereafter you will find that now you are reciting 1 juz 3 times, and then you will find that you are reciting 3 juz every day. It's possible now as well. 3 juz. Huffaz, majority of which should be in salah. And none huffaz need to recite 1 juz. One juz. This is the nisab. But if you are unable to recite 3, recite 2, 1, half, quarter, 1. I'm talking to the huffaz, 1. And if I am giving so much ease to the huffaz, then non-huffaz can also recite 1 ruku if you want to. Those of you who already have the hang of it and you are reciting 1 juz every day, continue. You need to increase, not decrease. But those of us who are not reciting at all, let us go with this firm resolution that from tomorrow, I will recite at least 1 ruku from the Quran. But daily. And if you are unable to do that, I will make it more easier. Let us make a firm resolution that I will recite at least one ayat. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. Finish. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The following day الرحمن الرحيم. The following day مالك يوم الدين. Inshallah, a time will come after 6,000 days you will be able to complete the Quran at least. And you won't have to wait for 6,000 days. The Quran is so sweet that when you begin to recite one ayah, the Quran will pull you towards itself. After that, you will want to leave the Quran will not leave you. You will find so much interest in the Quran. So this is one thing. Number two, daily read the first kalima 100 times, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Read istighfari 100 times, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. And read Salat ala Nabi, Durood-e-Pak 300 times, the short one. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If not 300, then begin with 100. And if we are very busy, very lazy, then at least 50 times, at least 5 times. But daily we will do zikr. And three, we will take out at least 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 2 minutes. We will raise our hands. We will praise and glorify Allah. We will send salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we will ask for something from Allah. Not just read dua. We will not read the dua. We will ask from Allah. Asking and reading dua is two different things. I will make dua, not read dua. I will ask Allah that, oh Allah, in my language, oh Allah, I want this from you. If you can do it for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, more the merrier, more the better. All of you make a firm resolution, inshallah, that from today, inshallah, from today, after Isha Salat, before going to sleep, we'll recite at least one ayah. We won't even have to use the Quran because we already know Surah Fatiha. And whilst going home, we will do some zikr also. And before going to sleep, we'll make dua. After Isha, we'll make dua. And daily do these three things. This is petrol, and you will see that slowly, slowly, your deen is getting better. So Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, he said, can I complete my ma'amul of the Quran? We said, okay, fine. Complete the ma'amul of the Quran. How did he complete his ma'amul of the Quran? He had the last juz or last one and a half juz or last half juz, whatever was remaining, Allahu Akbar, he started nafal salat. And the Sharia ruling is that when you are traveling on a means of conveyance, whether it's car or whether it's donkey or whether it's mule or whether it's horse or whether it's camel, then facing the Qibla is not necessary if you are performing nafal salat. So he did not open the Quran and complete his ma'amulat. He said, I have wuzu also, so why not combine them together? These are the people of the akhirat. All the time looking how I can make my akhirat more profitable. So he said, Allahu Akbar, and he performed 2 rakat. And in those 2 rakats, he completed his recitation of that day. And it happened to be the last portion of the Quran. And after he completed his 2 rakat, he turned towards us and he said, That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, du'as are accepted upon the completion of the Quran. I am going to make du'a. If you brothers would like to join me, you are also welcome. So we said, yes, Hazrat, we would also wish to participate. So he made jahri du'a for about 15 to 20 minutes on M1. The three of us at the back were engaged in du'a with full concentration. Hazrat was with full concentration. And the driver was driving and he was saying, Amin to the dua of Hazrat. Duas are accepted upon the completion of the Quran. So we are very fortunate to be here. What the question we need to ask in such gatherings is, how much connection do I have with the Quran? The first connection we need to have is recitation of the Quran. We need to recite the Quran. Whether the Quran is sahih or not sahih, begin. And whilst reciting the Quran daily, find somebody who will guide you and make your Quran sahih. who will teach you tajweed. We need to do both these things simultaneously. Not that I will make my Quran sahih first and then I will recite. No. Both things. Every day recite the Quran and say to Allah that, oh Allah, my Quran is weak. It is not correct. Forgive me. But I am trying. And oh Allah, help me so that my Quran can become correct. Simultaneously both. Our pious predecessors, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, throughout his life, he traveled from one place to another place. In the house that he passed away in Egypt, he passed away in Egypt, he spent last portions of his life in Egypt. In the house that he passed away in, only in that house, he had completed 4,000 Qurans. He did not live in that house like me and you 40 years, 30 years in the house, same house in Gloucester or Leicester. No. He used to move around. And in that house, he spent the latter part of his life, a few years only. And he must have spent a lot of time outside his home, in the home only. Home. Where a person goes to relax, where a person goes to socialize, where a person goes to eat and drink and sleep. He completed 4,000 Qurans. And Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, in that home where he passed away, had completed 7,000 Qurans. And Imam Shawba rahimahullah ta'ala, great muhaddis, he was also given the title that was given to Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala, Amirul Mu'minin fil Hadith, Imam Shawba, the great muhaddis. He completed in total throughout his life 24,000 Qurans. 24,000 Qurans. Yahya ibn Ma'in rahimahullah ta'ala, great muhaddis, the shaykh and teacher of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala, he quotes, He writes regarding Yahya ibn Sa'id al-Qattan rahimahullahu ta'ala, that for 20 years continuously, Yahya ibn Sa'id al-Qattan rahimahullahu ta'ala completed one Quran daily. So if we take the lunar calendar, then multiply 360 by 360 by 20 years. 360 by 20 daily. He completed continuously this number of Quran daily. Continuously. And Imam Abu Bakr ibn Iyash rahimahullah ta'ala, he completed the whole Quran daily, regularly, continuously for 30 years without fail. Somebody met Hazrat Sayyid ibn Jubair rahimahullah ta'ala, the great tabi'i. Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum assalam. He noticed that there was some heaviness in his tongue. He was not very clear. His speech was not very clear. So he said, are you okay? He said, yes, I am fine. So he said, but there is some problem with your speech. There is something wrong with you. He said, no, I recited more Quran last night than I normally do. I recited more Quran last night than I normally do. So he said, how much did you recite last night? So when you say, I recited more Quran than I normally do, you would think that his normal recitation would be 10, so he may have recited 15 juz. Maybe his normal recitation was 1 juz, so he may have recited 1 juz and 1 Quran and 5 juz. Because it is reported in regard to Sayyid ibn Jubair rahimahullah ta'ala that he was one of those people who would recite the whole Quran daily in tahajjud. So he said that was his mind. He said, last night I recited the Quran more than my normal habit, normal ma'mul. So the person asked him, how much did you recite? So he said, I completed 70 juz last night. Sorry, 75 juz. I completed 2.5 Qurans last night. So friends, I would like to conclude now, because we have the Khatme Quran also, and thereafter Dua and Isha also. We need to ask this question. Where do I stand as far as my connection with the Quran is concerned? Let us connect ourselves to the Quran by reciting the Quran regularly. Let us make it a habit that we will recite daily some portion of the Quran until we make it reach one juz. The Huffaz, until we make it reach three juz. And we will also sit in the company of the ulama and try to understand the Quran. Sit in the gatherings of the Durusul Quran. Durusul Hadith, because Durusul Hadith is also commentary of the Quran. Alhamdulillah, in many masajid, Durusul Quran and Durusul Hadith takes place. We should benefit from those Durus. It is very a heart aching experience to see in the masjid, when you go to a masjid, when you are a musafir, and after salat you want to leave straight away, and the announcement is made that inshallah Darse Quran will take place after the salat. And when you are leaving, you see 90% of the people leave. And the local Maulana, the local Imam Sahib is sitting there with a handful of people. And for how long does he speak? 20 minutes, 25 minutes, 30 minutes. And how many times a week? Once a week. We cannot take out 20 minutes, 25 minutes, 30 minutes to understand the message of our Creator. This is the state of the Ummah. And then we are complaining that why is the Ummah suffering? When will the Ummah see the days of glory? The Ummah will see the days of glory when the Ummah attaches itself to the Quran. So recitation of the Quran, understanding the Quran by sitting in the company of the ulama, under their supervision, by studying tafasir written by authentic, reliable ulama. There is so much unauthentic, unreliable literature in the market. Lot of people use internet as the source for their ilm. No, my friends, no, my sisters. Inna hadal ilma deenun. Muhammad ibn Sirin rahimahullah ta'ala, the great muhaddis, the great faqih, Imam Muslim quotes him in Sahih Muslim. Inna hadal ilma deenun. This deen is ilm. This deen is ilm. If your ilm is correct, your deen will be correct. And if your ilm is incorrect, the deen will be incorrect. If your ilm is incomplete, your deen will be incomplete. If your ilm is complete, your deen will be complete. This deen is ilm. فَانْزُرُوا أَمَّنْ تَأْخُدُونَ دِينَكُمْ. So be very careful from whom you take your deen. You have to know from whom you are taking your deen. If you come across a booklet, if you come across a leaflet, without the name of the author, do not read it, because you don't know from whom you are taking the deen. Why is the chain necessary? Chain. Every profession has a chain. If somebody says that there is a doctor in Gloucester, very, very expert. If somebody says to me that there is a doctor in Gloucester, very, very expert in diagnosis, and the medicine he gives you, 100% cure through the will of Allah. 100% cure. Each and every household in Gloucester has experienced it. If somebody says this to me, and thereafter he says, but there is only one question mark. He is not a graduate of any university. Will anybody go to him? Why? He is not a graduate of any university means he does not have a chain. If you are a graduate of a university, that means you have a chain. If you are a graduate of university, that is a sign, or that is a proof, that the person who has taught you has also studied in a university. And the person who has taught him has also studied in a university. Without chain, nobody accepts anybody. And if there is a doctor, practicing doctor here, and the whole Gloucester benefits from him, but he does not have any reliable papers, and if the authority comes to know of him, despite all his voluntary service, And the benefit that the people have acquired, he will be guilty in the eyes of the authority. The authority will not say that because you've cured so many people, you can go ahead. No. The authority will say you have to get a chain. You have to attach yourself to a chain, take examination and get a certificate. In everything you need a chain. In order to know the chain, we have to know who the person is. Who the person is. Who the author is. Anything without the author's name should not be accepted. Any article on the internet, you get so many articles. But the name of the author is not there. And if you have the name of the author, but you do not know who the author is, then you have to get it checked by those ulama who are reliable in your eyes, whose chain you are aware of, regarding whom you know that this is an authentic alim. Get it checked by him. That is it okay to read this person's work? And then we all have different calibers. So maybe I am a beginner and a particular tafsir may not be good for me at this stage. So we need to consult the ulama who are the experts and ask them which tafsir is best for me at this stage. So study authentic, reliable tafsir under the supervision of the ulama, those who are experts in this field, or sit in the company of the ulama. So read the Quran, understand the Quran. Number three, practice the Quran. Practice the Quran. Practice the Quran. And number four, propagate the Quran. Pass it on to others. Whatever you understand, you practice and pass on to others. We need to do this simultaneously. If we are propagating and not practicing, we should not think that because I am not practicing, why should I propagate? No. Continue propagating and try to practice. Out of the two things, if you are propagating and not practicing, you are doing at least one thing. So there is one minus. Don't make two minus. Don't make two minuses. Continue propagating and with a guilty feeling that I am propagating what I am not practicing, try to come onto the path of practicing. And if you are practicing and not propagating, you should not think that because I am not propagating, I should not practice. No, continue practicing and bring propagating in your life also. If we will do this, my friends, we will connect ourselves to the Quran. And if we connect ourselves to the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate us in this world and also in the hereafter. وہ زمانے میں معزز تھے مسلمہ ہو کر. Who is a Muslim? One who submits his will to the will of Allah. That means one who submits himself to the Quran and its tafsir, the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وہ زمانے میں معزز تھے مسلمہ ہو کر. They were honored. They were honorable in the eyes of the people, the sahaba. Why? Because they were مسلمہ. They were the people of the Quran. They had submitted their will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hum haar huye, tarikh-e Quran hokar. And we have become zaleel. We have become khar. We have become disgraced. Why? Because we have left the Quran. Those people who attach themselves to the Quran, Allah elevates them. And those people who detach themselves from the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgraces them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad. وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم آلس وحشتي في قبري اللهم ارحمني بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لي إماما ونورا ورحمة اللهم ذكرني منه ما نسيت وعلمني منه ما جهلت وارزقني تلاوته آلاء الليل وآلاء النهار واجعله لي حجة يا رب العالمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مشرف القلوب شرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مقلب القلوب شرف قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا.
اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اجعل خير اعمالنا خواتيمها وخير اعمالنا اواخرها وخير ايامنا يوم نلقاك فيه يا ولي الاسلام واهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك اللهم انا نسالك ايمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقه نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في اعلى درجه الجنه جنه الخلد يا ارحم الراحمين يا ارحم الراحمين يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا وسائقنا وقائدنا إلى جنات النعيم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار يا أرحم الراحمين رحمك معاملة فرما كرمك معاملة فرما يسر سهولتك أفو عافيتك معاملة فرما فضل عنايتك حفظ أمانك معاملة فرما ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری لرزشوں سے درگزر فرما ہم سب کو صراط مستقیم پر چلنے کی جمنے کی دشوں کو چلانے کی جمانے کی توفیق عطا فرما یہ رحم الراحمین ہم بڑے خطا کار ہیں بڑے سیاہ کار ہیں الہ العالمین قرآن سے ہم دور رہے دین سے دور رہے تیرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کی سنتوں سے ہم دور رہے کہ اللہ ہم مجرم ہیں اقراری مجرم ہیں ہم تیرے نافرمان ہیں یا ارحم الراحمین تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے ہم نے قرآن سے وابستگی کے جو ارادے کیے ہیں ان ارادوں میں پختگی نصیب فرما ان ارادوں میں کامیابی نصیب فرما یا ارحم الراحمین مرنے سے پہلے پہلے مرنے کی تیاری کی توفیق عطا فرما یا اللہ اپنی محبت عطا فرما اپنا تعلق نصیب فرما اپنی معرفت عطا فرما الہی اپنا قرب خاص نصیب فرما اپنے محبوب نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی توجہ نصیب فرما آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کے مقربین میں شامل فرما آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی اتباع کی سچی پکی توفیق عطا فرما آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پر کثرت سے درود پڑھنے والوں میں شامل فرما یا رب الرحمین آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے دین کو اپنی جان سے زیادہ محبوب رکھنے والا بنا دے الہ العالمین اسے سیکھنے والا بنا دے اس پہ عمل کرنے والا بنا دے دوسروں تک پہنچانے والا بنا دے الہ العالمین حسن خاتمہ کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما آخرت کی ساری منزلیں آسان فرما الہ العالمین ولایت والی موت نصیب فرما سجدے والی موت نصیب فرما حرمین شریفین والی موت نصیب فرما مقام صدیقیت والی موت نصیب فرما الہ العالمین بری موت سے حفاظت فرما سوئے خاتمے سے حفاظت فرما یہ ارحم الراحمین اس مجمع میں جتنے حضرات جتنی مائیں بہنیں بیٹھی ہوئی ہیں سب کو قبول فرما سب کو مقبولین میں شامل فرما سب کو توابین میں شامل فرما اور عالمین سب کو ذاکرین میں شامل فرما سب کو متقیوں میں شامل فرما سب کو ولیوں میں شامل فرما الہ العالمین سب کو صدیقوں میں شامل فرما سب کو اپنے اولیاء میں شامل فرما یہ ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما الہ العالمین ہم تجھ سے تیرے کرم کی بھیک مانگتے ہیں ہم تیرے رحم کی بھیک مانگتے ہیں الہ العالمین ہم تو کسی قابل نہیں ہیں الہ العالمین ہمارا جسم سراپا گندا ہے وہ اس قابل نہیں کہ تیرے در پہ آتا ہے یہ تیرا کرم ہے کہ تو اس گندے جسم کو اپنے در پہ لاتا ہے الہ العالمین ہمارے تو ہاتھ بھی گندے ہیں وہ اس قابل نہیں کہ تیرے سامنے چلائے جائیں الہ العالمین ہماری تو زبانیں بھی بہت گندی ہیں الہ العالمین وہ اس قابل نہیں کہ تجھ سے کچھ عرض کر سکے الہ العالمین ہماری تو آنکھیں بھی گندی آنکھیں گندی تو آنکھوں سے بہنے والے آنسو بھی گندے ہمارے پاس ایسی کوئی چیز نہیں ہے جو تیرے دربار میں پیش کرنے کے قابل ہو الہ العالمین ہماری سنتیں ہماری عبادتیں
سنتوں ہماری عبادتیں ہماری عبادتیں ہمارے سجدے الہ العالمین ہماری تلاوتیں الہ العالمین سب الہ العالمین صحت سے خالی الہ العالمین تیرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے طریقے سے دور الہ العالمین اخلاص سے کوئی اے رب الرحیم ایک سجدہ بھی ہمارے پاس ایسا نہیں ہے ایک مرتبہ سبحان اللہ کہنا بھی ایسا نہیں ہے کہ ہم تیرے دربار میں پیش کر کے تجھ سے محبت فرد مان سکے الہ العالمین الہ العالمین سیاہ کاریوں کے سوا یہاں کچھ نہیں ہے الہ العالمین ہم خطا ہی خطا ہیں لیکن اے اللہ ہم جانتے ہیں کہ جس طرح ہم خطا ہی خطا ہیں تو عطا ہی عطا ہے اے اللہ اے اللہ اے اللہ رکتے ہوئے ہاتھوں کو قبول فرما دے اے اللہ رکتے ہوئے ہاتھوں کو قبول فرما دے رکتے ہوئے ہاتھوں کو قبول فرما دے الہ العالمین اگر تو ہماری حیثیت کو دیکھ کر دینا چاہے گا ہم سب خالی آ جائیں گے اس لیے کہ ہم میں سے کسی کی کوئی حیثیت نہیں ہے اے اللہ اے اللہ تو اپنی حیثیت کو دیکھ کر ہمیں عطا فرما الہ العالمین ہم بھی اپنی حیثیت دیکھ کر نہیں مانگ رہے ہیں تیری حیثیت کو دیکھ کر مانگ رہے ہیں تو الہ العالمین شریفوں کا شریف ہے الہ العالمین تو سخی داتا ہے الہ العالمین تو رحمان رحیم ہے تو رؤوف ودود ہے الہ العالمین تو دینے کو پسند کرتا ہے تو مانگنے والوں کو پسند کرتا ہے الہ العالمین الہ العالمین ہماری کشتی پار لگا دے ہماری کشتی پار لگا دے الہ العالمین ہماری کشتی پار لگا دے اے اللہ ہماری کشتی تو گناہوں کے بھنور میں پھنسی ہوئی ہے اے اللہ تمہیں اگر مدد نہیں کی ہماری یہ کشتی کبھی بھی جنت کے کنارے تک نہیں پہنچ سکتی اے اللہ مدد فرما اے اللہ مدد فرما اے اللہ مدد فرما ہم پہنچا دے ہم عاجز ہیں ہم کمزور ہیں ہم تیرے در کے بھکاری ہیں ہم کچھ نہیں ہے تو سب کچھ ہے اے اللہ اے اللہ اے اللہ اس مجمع میں تو معذورین ہیں الہ العالمین ان کی آمین کی جلاج رکھ لے
آمین
الہ العالمین تو مستورات اس دعا میں شریک ہے الہ العالمین تجھے ان پر بہت ترس آتا ہے الہ العالمین تو نے ان کے لیے بڑی بڑی سہولتیں پیدا کی ہے الہ العالمین ان کی آمین کی لاج رکھ لے اے اللہ یہاں جو سفید ریش بزرگ بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں تجھے الہ العالمین ان کے ڈائیوں کی سفید ریش کو دیکھ کر حیا آتی ہے الہ العالمین ان کی لاج رکھ لے اے رب العالمین جوان لڑکے بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں الہ العالمین جن کی ایسے برے ماحول میں مسجد میں آنے اور عبادت کرنے کو دیکھ کر فرشتے بھی رش کرتے ہیں الہ العالمین ہمارے بستر سے یہاں جماعت آئی ہوئی ہے یہ اللہ کے راستے میں نکلے ہوئے ہیں الہ العالمین ان کی لاج رکھ لے یا رب الرحیمین یا رب الرحیمین علماء بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں مفتی بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں الہ العالمین مفتیان کرام بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں الہ العالمین بزرگان دین بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں ان کی آمین کی لاج رکھ لے اے اللہ چھوٹے چھوٹے معصوم بچے اس دعا میں آمین کہہ رہے ہیں الہ العالمین ان کی لاج رکھ لے اے اللہ اے اللہ اتنے بڑے مجرمے میں الہ العالمین کوئی تو تیرا لاج ہوگا جو تیرے دربار میں مقبول ہوگا الہ العالمین اس کی آمین کی لاج رکھ کر ہم سب کی مقبولیت فرما دے ہم سب کی توبہ قبول فرما دے ہم سب کو دین پر ڈال دے الہ العالمین ہم سب کو ہدایت عطا فرما دے الہ العالمین ہم سب کے لیے جنت کے دائی بھی بیلتے فرما دے اس نے خاتمہ کے دائی بھی بیلتے فرما دے ہدایت کے دائی بھی بیلتے فرما دے مغفرت کے دائی بھی بیلتے فرما دے علم کے دائی بھی بیلتے فرما دے دین صحیح سمجھ کے دائی بھی بھیجتے فرما دے فتنوں کے بچاؤ سے فتنوں فتنوں سے بچاؤ کے دائی بھی بھیجتے فرما دے اس نے خاتمہ کی دائی بھی بھیجتے فرما دے تیری مرزا کا دائی بھی بھیجتے فرما دے الہ العالمین الہ العالمین تیری ولایت کے دائی بھی بھیجتے فرما دے یا رب الرحیمین ہر خیر کے دائی بھی بھیجتے فرما دے ہر شر سے بچنے کے دائی بھی بھیجتے فرما دے اے اللہ میں مسافر ہوں میرے ساتھ مسافروں کی ایک بڑی جماعت آئی ہے الہ العالمین تو مسافروں کی دعاؤں کو قبول کرتا ہے الہ العالمین جو کچھ مانگا میرے حق میں بھی قبول فرما ان سب دوستوں کے ماں اور بہنوں کے حق میں قبول فرما ہمارے سب متعلقین کے حق میں قبول فرما پوری امت کے حق میں قبول فرما اے رب العالمین آج جس پیارے بچے نے قرآن مجید کو ختم کیا ہے الہ العالمین اسے قبول فرما اسے قبول فرما اسے قبول فرما اسی کی محنت کے نتیجے میں آج سب ہم اس خوشی والے جلسے میں بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں برکتوں پر لوٹ رہے ہیں، رحمتوں پر لوٹ رہے ہیں، خدا العالمین اسے بہروندہ فرما، خدا العالمین اسے علم و عمل سے آراستہ فرما، خدا العالمین مر کے دم تک اس کے سینے میں قرآن مجید کو محفوظ فرما، خدا العالمین اسے قیامت کے دن سفارش کرنے والوں میں شامل فرما، خدا العالمین اسے قرآن مجید کے حروف کی حفاظت کے ساتھ قرآن مجید کے علوم کو بھی علوم کا حافظ بھی بنا دے، اسے عالم ربانی بنا دے، اسے عالم بہاور بنا دے، اسے پورے عالم میں دین کو پھیلانے والا بنا دے، یا رب العالمین اس کے ماں باپ کو قبول فرما، اس کے خاندان کو قبول فرما، اس کے اساتذہ کو قبول فرما، جن جن لوگوں نے اس کے پیچھے محنت کی ہے سب کو قبول فرما، منتظمین کی، مدرسہ چلانے والوں کی، مسجد چلانے والوں کی، مسجد کے پیچھے، مدرسے کے پیچھے، ادھر عالمین تعاون کرنے والوں کی، سب کی محنتوں کو قبول فرما، اس مسجد، اس مسجد اور مدرسے اور اس کے تحت چلنے والے جتنے کام ہیں سب کو بے انتہا قبول فرما، شر فتنے سے بچا لے، ادھر عالمین شر فتنے سے بچا لے، ادھر عالمین تیری مرضی کے مطابق کام کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما، یہاں کے علماء کے فیوز میں، علوم میں، خلوص میں خوب برکت پیدا فرما، ادھر عالمین یہاں جو منتظمین ہیں ان کے خلوص میں، اتفاق میں خوب برکت پیدا فرما، اے رحم الراحمین شہر گلوستر میں جتنی مساجد ہیں، جتنی مساجد، جتنے مدارس ہیں، العالمین جتنی اسکولیں ہیں، جتنے دینی ادارے ہیں سب کو بھی انتہا قبول فرما، جتنے علماء ہیں، عالمان ہیں سب کو قبول فرما، سب کے علوم میں، فیوز میں، خلوص میں برکت پیدا فرما، سب کی ضروریات کو پورا فرما، العالمین اس شہر میں رہنے والے سب مسلمانوں کو خوب اتفاق عطا فرما، العالمین ایک اور نیک بنا دے، شیر و شکر بنا دے، عالم اسلام کے مسلمانوں کو ایک اور نیک بنا دے، شیر و شکر بنا دے، العالمین مسلمانہ نے عالم کے حال پر رحم فرما، مسلمانہ نے عالم کے حال پر رحم فرما، فلسطین کے مسلمانوں کے حال پر رحم فرما، سیریا کے مسلمانوں کے حال پر رحم فرما، عراق کے مسلمانوں کے حال پر رحم فرما، العالمین مسلمان جہاں جہاں بچتے ہیں سب کی حفاظت فرما، العالمین اصلاح اعمال کی توفیق عطا فرما، اصلاح نفس کی توفیق عطا فرما، قرآن سے وابستگی کی توفیق عطا فرما، رحم الراحمین پورے عالم میں مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما، العالمین غیر مسلموں کی بھی حفاظت فرما، غیر مسلموں کو بھی الہ العالمین آخرت کی سرخوئی نصیب فرما، الہ العالمین ظلم کا خاتمہ فرما، ظالموں کا خاتمہ فرما، ظلم اور ظالموں کے خاتمے کے لیے جن جن اسباب کی ضرورت ہے سب کا غیب سے انتظام فرما، الہ العالمین ہمیں خواب غفلت سے بیدار فرما دے، خواب غفلت سے بیدار فرما دے، دین کی فکر عطا فرما، موت کی فکر عطا فرما، آخرت کی فکر عطا فرما، اصلاح کی فکر عطا فرما، تزکیہ کی فکر عطا فرما، اے رحم الراحمین آپ کے محبوب کا نمبر صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے اور بعض والوں نے ختم قرآن کے موقع پر جو جو دعائیں مانگی ہیں وہ ساری ہم سب کو عطا فرما، اور جن چیزوں سے پناہ مانگی ہے سب چیزوں سے پناہ عطا فرما، الہ العالمین جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما، جو مانگنا چاہیے تھا وہ بھی عطا فرما، اے رحم الراحمین ہمیں جو جو پریشان حال ہے ختم قرآن کی برکت سے ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما، جو مصیبت زدہ ہے انہیں عافیت عطا فرما، جو گمراہ ہے انہیں ہدایت عطا فرما، جو گناہوں میں مبتلا ہے انہیں الہ العالمین گناہوں سے نجات عطا فرما کر تحال کی لذت نصیب فرما، الہ العالمین جو تجھ سے دور ہے انہیں تیرا قرب نصیب فرما، الہ العالمین جو بے اولاد ہے انہیں اولاد صالح عطا فرما، اولاد والوں کو اولاد کی طرف سے آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک پہنچا، اے رحم الراحمین جن کے رشتوں میں ناچا گیا ہے ختم فرما، الہ العالمین جو بے روزگار ہے انہیں برکت والی وسعت والی روزی عطا فرما، جو بے گھر ہے انہیں وسیع مکان نصیب فرما، جو جس مصیبت میں بھی مبتلا ہے ان سب کو عافیت عطا فرما، الہ العالمین سب کی جائز ضرورت ہے، سب کی جائز مقاصد پورا فرما، الہ العالمین جن جن بھائیوں نے بہنوں نے ہمیں دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے، لکھا ہے، جو ہم سے متوقع ہے، جن کا ہم پر حق بنتا ہے، جو ہم سے تعلق رکھتے ہیں، محبت رکھتے ہیں، خصوصاً ہمارے ماں باپ، اساتذہ، مشائخ، دوست احباب، حاضرین مجلس، شرکاء مجلس، سبھی کے تمام جائز نیک مقاصد کو پورا فرما، اے رحم الراحمین دین کے جتنے کام جس جس لائن سے ہو رہے ہیں سب کو شرف قبول عطا فرما، اے رحم الراحمین سب دین کے کام کرنے والوں کو آپس میں محبت عطا فرما، ایک دوسرے کا احترام نصیب فرما، ایک دوسرے کا معاون بنا دے، اے رحم الراحمین جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما، جو نہیں مانگا مانگنا چاہیے تھا وہ بھی عطا فرما، ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم، سب من دی اور ہمراہ کا خیر الراحمین، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.